This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Some probably not small slice of the political spotlight is going to shift tomorrow from Trump Tower in New York down to Washington, where Democrats in the House of Representatives have a big decision to make. Do they stick with the old guard and reelect Nancy Pelosi as minority leader, or do they turn to somebody new? Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan is challenging Pelosi for the top job in the caucus, and as Democrats try to figure out what went wrong on election night, this whole thing is turning into a question of whether the party needs a major brand overhaul or maybe just some minor retooling. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Washington, D.C. voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. So people here are now wondering, what happened? I hit the streets.
Excuse me.
To ask what they think about the Democratic brand now.
It's a party for the people, higher taxes, things like that.
The Democrats are inclusive for all people, I think. Includes all people.
Right now, I don't know. This whole election thing has made me think a lot.
That was Brian Wood, David Mann, and Daphne Murphy. Wood is a Republican, Mann and Murphy, Democrats. Murphy is doing some serious soul searching. She's a millennial, exactly the kind of person the Democrats need to fire up. But she's not energized. She's anxious about the party.
Is it turning into a party of people who don't actually do anything and just tweet about doing stuff?
Murphy does think the Democratic Party brand is solid. After all, she points out, Clinton won the popular vote. But Murphy says the party needs new leaders who will pay more attention to millennials.
We told you 8 years ago we weren't super into Hillary, and you didn't listen.
Adam Hanft is a brand strategist. He helps companies market their products. Like him or not, Republicans have a strong brand in Donald Trump. Hanft says the Democrats need a personality who can sell their brand.
It's a personality-driven era. We went from Clinton to Obama, and now we need a third 3.0 modern Democrat. It was not John Kerry, and it was not Al Gore.
Hanft doesn't recommend big changes in the Democrats' economic policy positions, but he says Democrats need to repackage them to be more appealing to, yes, millennials, but also blue-collar workers. And that's what Congressman Tim Ryan is arguing he could do if he were elected as the House Democratic leader. He represents Youngstown, Ohio, part of the Rust Belt. He would be a new face at the top, helping define the Democrats' brand. David Caputo teaches political science at Pace University.
Well, so much of a party brand is dependent upon party leadership.
Some House Democrats think with Republican control of the House, Senate, and White House, they're better off with the experienced hand of Nancy Pelosi. But as for the future, Caputo says Democrats need to groom new, younger leaders.
So you start to think, okay, who are the logical candidates for president with the Democrats in 2020? And you're left with not a lot of names.
Caputo says, we don't really know if the Democratic brand needs a major overhaul. We won't know that for a few years when we find out if Trump's victory signaled a national sea change or was just based on the strength of his personality. If it was a major shift, both parties will have to reevaluate their policies on trade, jobs, and our place in the world. And yes, overhaul their brands. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.